Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a Schus Nishmas, HaGoyim Rav Chaim Yitzchak Karb, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. It is your site in the 3rd of Sivan. It's coming up. He was born in Pilton, Courland, where his father, Rav Shaul Korb, was a Gemara teacher. At the age of 16, he went to Rav Lazer Gordon's Shir in Telz. He learned there for 3 years. He also spent a year learning in Dvinsk, among others, talking and learning with Rav Meir Simcha. And he was in 57, 56, he married Leah Miriam, the daughter of Rabbi Moshe Rabin, was a Mechaber, he wrote in Kabbalah. He got smicha from Ritz Lapanovicher, and he took over his father-in-law's position as Rav in Palangin, Lithuania. Following evacuation during World War I in 1914, he became Rav in Polograd, Ukraine. During the Kerensky regime, the Welski Babruska Rabbi Gotz wanted to found the yeshiva headed by Rav Korb, but at the end of the war, the Jews returned to Lita. Rabbi Korb became Rabbi in Zager, where he served for 4 years. Then he emigrates to America. He becomes the Rav in the Beis Medrash HaGadol in Harlem, one of my favorite places. There he published the first volume of his renowned Sefer Nesivos Chaim. In 1928, he was called to Skokie to head the Beis Medrash LaTorah, where he gave Shiurim. And he was known to the other Rabbanim in Chicago as a walking Sefer Torah. He used to spend about 16, 17 hours in the yeshiva. He'd get there early in the morning, and he'd stay till late at night. He was mamish there all day and a lot of the night. And the story is told when he used to give smicha to the students who completed Yeridea, and as often happened, one of the students accepted a position in a non-Orthodox shul, and Rabbi Korb jeopardized his position in the yeshiva by announcing he's no longer giving smicha. That's it. You're misusing my smicha. I'm not giving it to you anymore. 1949, Rav Korb makes aliyah. He was the only Rav outside of the family faculty to give shir in Chevron. He continued to learn and write. And he was nifter, buried in Har Menuchos on the 3rd of Sivan in 1957. So I thought we'd do a shtickle from his sefer, the Nesivos Chaim, in Chelek Aleph, what he published when he was a Rav in the Beis Medrash HaGadol of Harlem. We also have a yeshiva gedolah to Harlem. So hopefully we'll be seeing more of his Torah, because he was a gevaldik Talmud Chacham, and I don't like these people's memories to be lost. So you can find his Sfarim on HebrewBooks.org and Otzer Chachma. So in the first parak of, we're going to discuss the union of Tlias Talis, hanging these strings on the Talis. Tlias Tzitzis Betalis. In the first parak of Hilchos Tzitzis, the Rambam writes, Chuti HaTzitzis Bein Lavin Bein Tchelis Tzrichim Tfila Shem Tzitzis. The Tzitzis strings, both Lavin and Tchelis, require that they be woven L'Shem Tzitzis. In Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam writes that Tzitzis, Shasi Asa Yisrael B'loi Kavonik Sheira, if tzitzis are made by a Jew without kavana, it is kosher. The Kesef Mishnah writes that this halacha is talking about hanging these strings on the garment. The Rambam holds that spinning the tzitzis requires lishma, but hanging the tzitzis, putting the tzitzis on the garment, does not require lishma. Frek the bach, it's a kal v'chomer. Matviya requires lishma. So if the tviya, just the spinning, you're not even putting on the garment yet, if that requires lishma, certainly the actual making of the tzitzis you're putting on the garment, that should certainly require lishma, require richu b'zeach reinim. So if Korb asks, Loshen HaRambam, he writes, she'asas ha'b'loi kavona. Why doesn't he write, she'asas ha'b'loi lishma? Like he writes, le'gabe tviya, le'gabe asiyas tefillin. Why does he write a loshen of kavona? So if Korb answered, by the way, I never said when he was born. He was born in 1847, 1874. So he lived from 1874 to 1957. That's important information. So he says as follows, that we can say that the Rambam learns that Asiyas HaTzitzis is not similar to Asiyas HaTfilin. Asiyas HaTfilin is but a Hechsher mitzvah. But the Kiyum HaMitzvah is placing the tefillin on one's arm and one's head. Like he writes in the Minyan HaMitzvah, Shetzivanu Laniach Tefillin Shel Rosh, Shenemar, etc. Shetzivanu Laniach Tefillin Shel Yad, Shenemar, etc. So the mitzvah is to place the tefillin. But Legabei Tzitzis, apparently the Rambam holds that Asiyas HaTzitzis is the beginning of the mitzvah. Like he writes, Shetzivanu Lasoi Tzitzis, the mitzvah is to make the tzitzis. So here we have a big chiddush. The Tchilas Mitzvah Tzitzis is the actual placing and tying of the tzitzis on the garment. Like Shchit is a Maisa Mitzvah, it's not a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. Also placing strings on the garment is not a Mitzvah Chiyuvis, but it's a Maisa Mitzvah. Shetzivanu Lasos Tzitzis. And Levishas HaBeged is the Gemara Mitzvah. So too would appear in the Rambam, in the third parak of Hilchas Tzitzis, calls man shemisatif labiyom avarach ala koyim sheyisatif ba, vein avarach ala tzitzis b'shasa asiyasim b'pnei shesoif ha-mitzvah sheyisatif ba. So the Rambam had to tell us a reason why you don't make a brach on asiyas ha-tzitzis. He didn't have to give us a reason why you don't make a brach on asiyas ha-tfilin. Because asiyas ha-tzitzis is miguf kiyom ha-mitzvah, and therefore I would have a havamina that you should make a brach on it, just like you make a brach on shechita. Because of that, the Rambam had to give a reason that you only make a bracha on the sof kiyum ha-mitzvah. You only make a bracha on the gemar, but you don't make a bracha on the beginning, like it says in Menachas Mem Beis. So you see from here that the actual making of the tzitzis garment is a mitzvah. And the Rambam had to give a reason. Why not make a bracha? You don't make a bracha. It's not the sof kiyum ha-mitzvah. There's a having to mean to make a bracha because it's taka part of the mitzvah, the making of the tzitzis. Uvizem meduyak lashon Rambam, he writes tzitzis she'asa isa b'loy kavana. He doesn't write she'asa isa shaloy lishma. He writes she'asa isa b'loy kavana because lashon kavana is shayich gabi kiyum ha-mitzvah. Mitzvah ain't shichas kavana. Lashon Lishma is l'shayach to a hechsher mitzvah. So Lishma means hechsher mitzvah. To be machshir or something to be kosher, like you're ma'abid the klaf Lishma, you prepare the klaf Lishma, you prepare the tefillin Lishma. But here he says a lashon of, in Hilchas Tzitzis, of kavana, in order to teach us this yisod, in order to teach us this yisod, that it's actually a maisa mitzvah. And for a maisa mitzvah, you need kavana. And he says, b'chol zot, if you do it below kavana, it's kosher. Because kavana is not required in order to be to make the tzitzis, but it's still a maisa mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah, it's the beginning of the mitzvah. So the making of the tzitzis, the tying of the tzitzis, is the beginning of the Asiyas HaMitzvah. And the tviyah is only a Hechsher Mitzvah. And if the Rambam holds that if you're told of the tzitzis below Kavan, it's kosher, because the tviyah is a Asiyas HaMitzvah, and he paskins the Kabei Achilas Matzah, the mitzvah saying Tzrichas Kavan, and therefore he paskins the Kabei Asiyas HaTzitzis, without Kavan, it's kosher. But tviyah Sachutim, which is a Hechsher Mitzvah, that you have to do Lishma, in order to be Machshirit L'mitzvasan, you have to do the tviya lishma. So mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana. So memela, when you tie the tzitzis, doesn't require kavana. But the hechsher mitzvah of tviya, that requires lishma. Uvezen nicha, and now we can understand the gemara in sukkah. The test gemara asks from tviyas hatzitzis to asiyas hasukkah, and the gemara doesn't ask from tliyas hatzitzis. So Rashi there makes a correction in the Gemara. But Lufiyan al-Nicha. In other words, the Gemara says that we require Tviya Lishma, so we should also require Sukkah Asuya Lishma. Why? Because they're both Hechsher Mitzvahs. But we don't ask from Tliya, because Tliya is Mikuf Kiyom HaMitzvah, it's part and parcel of the Mitzvah, that's not Doimel Asiyas HaSukkah. We're only Shtel Tzu between the making of the sukkah and the spinning of the threads, those are both hechshers. But the tliyas hatzitzis, that's a mashu achir. Ze kvar maisa mitzvah. That's not part of the hechsher mitzvah. So this is mamish kishmak. Now legabe kafo v'ochol matzah, the Rambam paskins shiyotza, that if somebody's forced and he eats matzah, so the Rambam paskins that he's yotze. Rishonim say, however, he has to know that it's tonight it's Pesach, that he has to eat matzah, and that's matzah. But if he doesn't know that tonight is Pesach, or that it's matzah, he's not yotze. Even though the Rambam holds you don't need kavanah to be yotze, nevertheless, you still need to know that tonight is Pesach. Otherwise, it's like he's misasik, like that goes Maimonides writes, or Rava Magid writes. So according to this, that Asiyas HaTzitzis is also part of the Maisa Mitzvah. If so, even though the Rambam paskins, you don't need kavanah when you make the tzitzis, nevertheless, you have to know b'shas hatzliya that this talus is chayavis b'tzitzis, and that these chutim are chutei tzitzis. Otherwise, he's like a misasik. And the gabi tzitzis, you need a maisas, you need an asiya. If it's nasa melev, it's puzzle. So if you don't know that this talus is chayav b'tzitzis and these chutim are chutei tzitzis, this is garnished. So if you're shochet kachim, and you think it's chulin, it's puzzle. Rashi and Tos explain the reason, because you don't know it's kachim, it's like misasik b'dvar machem, and not isik b'kachim, as we see in the Gemara in Maseches Vochim. So huadin, l'gabei asiyas hatzitzis, even though it's kasher b'loi kavana, you don't have to have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, but you at least have to know that you're dealing with tzitzis here. If you don't know you're dealing with tzitzis, you're not yotze. So if so, since we require you deal, you should know he's making tzitzis, that's only shach l'gabei tzviya b'beged. But l'gabei tzviya, by the spinning, if you don't aren't miskavin l'tvosim l'shem tzitzis, imkein ein kan shum yediyah mi'asiyas tzitzis. So in other words, by the tviya, you have to know that you're doing tzitzis. If you don't know that you're spinning tzitzis, that this is l'shem tzitzis, then it's nothing. So by tviya, it's ma'akev. By tliya, you don't have to have kavana l'shem mitzvah, but at least you have to know that you're dealing with tzitzis over here. So even though mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, but you can't be misasik. And therefore you have to know by the tliya that you're being told at tzitzis, you're tying tzitzis. But by the tviya, if you don't know that you're doing it for tzitzis, then it's a garnished. So therefore the tviya has to be l'shma, the spinning has to be l'shma. No. So we learned the shtikl Torah from the Gaon HaRav Chaim Yitzchak Korb, and Rabbi said there's a lot more of that came from. I just hope God gives me life and we can learn a lot more of his Torah, because he's a gemaldik Talmud Chacham, and his memory should remain alive when we learn his Torah. Okay, I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.